So, as you lie here, let's know that it's not too late to make any adjustments. That now you've settled a little bit, you might want to adjust. As we go on, the idea is that the body can rest completely and you won't need to move. And take note of where the body is touching the floor or the bolster. And with a few breaths in the exhale, allow your body to settle onto the floor. Just as when I pot up the seedlings, I allow the compost to settle around the roots, to come in contact with the roots. Allow yourself to come into contact with the ground beneath you. And wherever you're lying, it'll be floorboards or some kind of rock. And below that, at some point, the earth. So settling yourself into the earth, allow the earth to take your weight. Surrender yourself to the earth. And then to come into the awareness, let's take our awareness outside the room and listen in to the noise in the rest of the house or the street or the garden or the fields. Not giving it energy, any energy, just acknowledging it. Now bring the awareness into the room and listen in here. Maybe more an ambience than an actual noise. Then bring the awareness around the head, in the space around the head. You might hear the noises of your breath. Sometimes you hear the blood pulsing. But if you like, you can acknowledge the white noise of your head. As we go on, be aware of the nuances of feelings, of movements of energy. There might also be shapes or colours, animals, simple knowings that come into your mind, and your feeling. Maybe heightened awareness of these things. And sometimes you may just be having that felt sense of what it is to be you in the present and unique moment. And sometimes you might find yourself reflecting on what those things are. We hold that movement between being and thinking very loosely in this contemplative practice. Now bring your awareness to the space between the eyebrows. And at the moment out there, it's been raining all week. Everything is very soggy. The flowers, the blossom are holding the raindrops in their petals. And so, at each point that's mentioned, as we take the awareness on a journey around the body, you can just anoint with a flower some raindrops onto that point. So, bring your awareness now to the point between the eyebrows. Just place a little pom-pom of flowers, of blossom, of flowers from the garden there. And at the notch of the throat, follow the awareness now to the right shoulder. Maybe trace down the upper arm to the elbow, forearm to the wrist, and to the palm. The tip of this thumb on the right side, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, and trace back up via the palm, wrist, elbow, shoulder, and over to the notch of the throat again. Then over to the left shoulder. An anointing there. Trace down the arm to the elbow, wrist, palm, tip of the thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Trace back up via the palm, wrist, elbow, shoulder, notch of the throat. And then the right side of the chest. The left side of the chest and the middle of the chest at the breastbone, the heart center there. And now the navel, the pit of the pelvis. And the right hip now. Tracing down the thigh to the knee, down the shin to the ankle, the sole tip of the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe, and trace back up via the sole, ankle, knee, hip, back to the pit of the pelvis, over to the left hip. Tracing down the thigh to the knee, shin to ankle, sole, tip of the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe. Tracing back up via the ankle, knee, hip, pit of the pelvis, navel, heart center, throat, third eye, and top of the head. The whole body anointed with the summer rain from the petals of the blossom. Blessed body. Through which, between which, the spirit flows, the life force, presence of the divine. This holy body of yours, blessed by you. Now, some visualizations of nature. Allow your imagination to run free with these. Do not censor yourself. Give your awareness permission to wander. Feelings and energy, healing movement. A bluebell woodland. The birds in full throat. The bluest sky and the whitest clouds, clouds moving, pushed along by the wind. The apple blossom pink and white, and the buzz of bees. The lush grass in the fields. And the breeze riffling over it. Like a breath. The new leaves on the twigs, soft and supple, vulnerable, expanding though with the sap rising. And finding yourself by a tree that you know. Maybe a tree that seems to have some kind of spirit, some kind of personality. Put your arms around it. Maybe some oak with a rough bark, or it may be an ash with a smooth bark, or it may be something else. Put your ear to the bark. And a bit like water going through the tap, maybe through a pipe, rather, you can hear the sap rising this summer, this spring summer. Not quite getting out of second gear, but still the sap rising. And then turn and put your spine in alignment with the trunk. Feel your own life force mirroring that of the sap in the tree. Unstoppable. But so subtle. Maybe you have that sense of the spine from the very coccyx right up into your brain, your third eye. Then let's lay ourselves down under the tree, not to worry about sticks and stuff like that. Just it's completely soft. You have the most naturally built-in mat, and you're warm. There's nothing to worry about. And so, lying yourself over the roots and under the branches, feel the embrace of your tree. From the roots to the sky, through the stem, the vital force, from the earth up to the sky. And you are held, held by the earth, held in the embrace of the tree, with the breath of wind caressing your face, riffling your hair like the grass. Notice your breath. Maybe feel your breath in rhythm with that of nature. Of something timeless and divine. Though your breath in reality is probably really tiny, that's fine. We're more with an imagination of your breath now. Follow your breath from your nostrils down into your lungs. And notice that part behind the breastbone where the bronchi diverge. This is the heart center. Imagine that you're breathing in and out of the heart center. And imagine now that the breath is illuminating this place, or stretching it, like inflating it. So as you inhale, this heart space, what the mystics call the cave of the heart, is being either illumined or somehow inflated so you can feel it in your chest, illumined so you can see it more clearly. Whichever makes more sense to you, perhaps both. This is to bring you into the felt sensation of the heart. The felt sense of what it is to be you in this unique present moment in the heart space. As ever, I encourage you to allow your awareness to wander, to know, to not censor. So moving between the being there and reflecting on it, giving it a name, or maybe not that much even, but what is the felt sensation of the heart center today? Is it joy and connection, like love? And or is it sadness and poignancy, like hurt? Isn't that the dual nature of the heart, perhaps? Maybe you have something else. Dwell here in the felt sensation of the heart, and if that doesn't make sense, it's no problem. Just imagine the breath moving in and out of the heart center. Now open your heart to be given perhaps something that you need to know today? What is it that the divine or your inner sense is telling you today? Maybe taking a moment to make a kind of half mental note for it to be examined later on if it's something that seems important. And then slipping back into not thinking about it. In your own rhythm, of course. Taking another moment to put a little marker with anything that you want to look at later before we leave the heart center. Still held in the embrace of the earth. And your tree. Follow your breath now up into your nostrils and take a moment with your breath, perhaps more imagined than actual. This breath of life. Breath of connection. Follow your breath now up the nostrils, where the nostrils converge. Imagine them converging at the point between the eyebrows. The breath moving in and out of the seat of intuition at the third eye there. Maybe take a moment, if you can imagine the breath, with that kind of traffic between the heart and the brain, heart and mind. heart center that we got to know. This other place of knowing, the third eye. Being with one heart and one mind. And then staying with the third eye and your breath, really illuminating this place. So light is a metaphor for so much. Imagine the light spreading now across your brow, to your temples and cheekbones. Then spilling into and flooding your eyes, the vitreous of the eyeball, so that this whole brow and eye area is filled with light that's not actually hot but has a kind of warmth to it. Healing light that goes to your jaw and your cheeks, through your nose and down the bridge of the nose, your upper lip, your lower lip, your chin. From your brow over the top of the head, the sides of the head, the whole scalp, filling with this light, behind the ears, the outer ears, the inner ears, back of the neck, sides of the neck and the throat, the whole head filled with light and warmth. And healing, smoothing and making new. And imagine a sphere of this light in each palm. And then, like a bubble, they kind of burst, and the light floods into the hands, through your palms, to the backs of the hands. Through each and every finger and thumb to the tips, smoothing out every knot or bang or hurt in your hands. And this travelling through the intricate bones of the wrist, the forearms, penetrating the muscle, flowing through the gaps, the elbows, the upper arms, all the way up to the shoulders, the whole hands and arms filled with healing, warm light, radiance coming to your body, knitting up with the neck through the shoulder blades, the upper chest, the neck vertebrae, the thoracic vertebrae, the ribs, the lungs, the heart. So all above the diaphragm in the thoracic cavity, the head, the arms, filled with light, pulsing, healing. And then like a bubble bursting through to the rest of the abdomen, your stomach and other inner organs, lumbar vertebrae, tummy button, basin of the abdomen, your intestines, your all internal organs, filled with healing light, easing and smoothing, flowing through your reproductive organs, buttocks, hips, the whole of the torso, and then flooding through the big muscle of the quadriceps, the big bone of the femur, the backs of the legs, the insides of the legs, through the kneecaps, flooding through and through, warm radiance. The shin bones with all their playground knocks and more, the calves, ankle bones, through all the bones of the feet to the very tips, and even your toenails painted gold, and our fingernails too. And all the way also to the tips of the hair, radiant light. Seeing the body filled with radiance. And again, your breath. See that breath moving from your toe tips to your hair tips on your head. Taking a kind of pulse of extra light through your body, up, inhale, down, exhale. Again, more an imagined breath than a breath in your lungs, which is very tiny. Feel the waves of light pulsing through, massaging, ironing out nooks and crannies. The radiance around you. Maybe feel that radiance coming into the space around you. And so here you are, glowing on the earth, underneath your tree, held in the embrace. And you notice that also the tree, the air, the other woodland plants, bluebells have this radiance too. Radiance of all that connects us that is divine. As that awareness maybe fades away, you find yourself in the brown of the bark and the earth, and the green of the leaves. You can transport yourself back to your room now. And we're preparing to leave the state of nidra. So that breath in your nostrils. Deepen it. Begin to notice the stretch in your ribs and your belly as you do that. And the touch of air on your skin, noticing the temperature in the room. Maybe externalizing your sense of hearing, noticing what's going on in the house or outside, in the street or the fields or garden. Yeah, it's the dusk birds, still as busy as ever. And big step now, touch your thumb to the tips of your fingers in turn. And move your fingers and toes. Might like to roll your head from side to side. And up to you, you can stay there or roll onto your side. I'm just going to read you a kind of blessing. Life force of God, you make the sap to rise, the swelling of bud to burst the sheath. May I let the fruits of your spirit grow in me this day. Spirit of love, abide in my ears as I listen to stories different to mine own. Spirit of joy, beam in my eyes as I meet the gaze of another. Spirit of peace, breathe through my attitude. Spirit of kindness, blow through the words I speak. Spirit of patience, breeze across my frustration. Spirit of generosity, spill over in all I think or do or say. Spirit of gentleness, be fragrant in all my dealings with the world. May your transforming ways blow through my days. And so this is to conclude the Nidra tonight. A little bang on the bowl. Nidra is now complete. Blessings to you.